It is Sunday best, and it's difficult to think of Sundays better. Liverpool sit 5 points clear at the top of the Premier League after Manchester City drop points against Brighton. Looking ahead in a minute or two to Chelsea versus Arsenal, and I am joined by Ella Frederick, Jackie Wilcox and Martin Fitzgerald to reflect back on how all of that unfolded. And the first thing I'd say, Ella, is the first 20 minutes watching Manchester City, I was going, God, they look good. They looked so good. They started ever so well against Brighton.
Yeah, they were really good in the first half, to be honest. Like, they were finding that pocket of space and Brighton were really suffering. And it wasn't until Belaba came on in the second half where things really started to change. But I think the key thing for Brighton was that they only kept it at 1-0. You thought when Haaland put it in the back of the net, we kind of feared the worst for them. But they held on, and then second half was a complete turnaround. I was quite shocked, to be honest. I was quite shocked to see, because I know they have a few injuries at the back. I think Pep said all his centre-backs were unfit or something like that. So they're going through a bit of a rough time, but I think the most important thing is that we're capitalising off their drop points. And Brighton are not an easy team to play against. And you look back now at our game against Brighton, and it was so key in that turnaround. Because what, they've taken points of Arsenal, they've taken points of City. They're doing a fantastic job, and good on them.
The hanging in, Jackie, I think was the most important thing. When I was watching that game, I was thinking City could, when it went 1, I thought there's a universe where this is 3-0 at half time. They could just go bang, bang, bang. And Brighton hang in, and it gives them a chance. And then on the fitness point, you know, I'm not going to start being sympathetic particularly to City or Arsenal, but in a way, I'm almost a little bit more sympathetic to City than Arsenal, in that I'm looking at City's players and they just don't look fit. You get the impression two or three of them minimum are carrying injuries every single time they're playing at the minute. And so when Brighton hung in there, you thought, well, they will tire and they will fade.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the big... I mean,